Welcome. And thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 24th of May, 2023. The Bible reading for today is Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 17 to 26. So I hated life, because the work that is done under the sun was grievous to me. All of it is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. I hated all the things I had toiled for under the sun, because I must leave them to the one who comes after me. And who knows whether that person will be wise or foolish? Yet they will have control over all the fruit of my toil, into which I have poured my effort and skill under the sun. This, too, is meaningless. So my heart began to despair over all my toilsome labor under the sun. For a person may labor with wisdom, knowledge, and skill, and then they must leave all they own to another who has not toiled for it. This, too, is meaningless and a great misfortune. What do people get for all the toil and anxious striving with which they labor under the sun? All their days, their work is grief and pain. Even at night, their minds do not rest. This, too, is meaningless. A person can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in their own toil. This, too, I see, is from the hand of God. For without him, who can eat or find enjoyment? To the person who pleases him, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. But to the sinner, he gives the task of gathering and storing up wealth to hand it over to the one who pleases God. This, too, is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Today's article, titled Blessed Routine, was written by Leslie Coe. Watching the morning crowd pour onto the train, I felt the Monday blues kick in. From the sleepy, grumpy faces of those in the jam-packed train, I could tell no one looked forward to going to work. Frowns broke out as some jostled for space and more tried to squeeze in. Here we go again, another mundane day of work. Then it struck me that just a year before, the trains would have been empty because of the COVID-19 lockdowns that had thrown our daily routines into disarray. We couldn't even leave the house, and some actually missed going to the office. But now we're almost back to normal, and many were going back to work as usual. Routine, I realized, was good news, and boring was a blessing. King Solomon came to a similar conclusion in the book of Ecclesiastes after reflecting on the seeming pointlessness of daily toil. At times, it appeared endless, meaningless, and unrewarding, but then he realized that simply being able to eat, drink and work each day was a blessing from God. When we're deprived of routine, we can see that these simple actions are a luxury. Let's thank God that we can eat and drink and find satisfaction in all our toil, for this is His gift. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for my usual routines, no matter how boring they may seem at times. Help me to be ever grateful for your blessings in my life. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Addy Yinka, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.